I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. Tennessee Williams' 1951 play, The Rose Tattoo, is like several notable plays of that time. It focuses on taboos that wouldn't turn an eye today. So when its distraught anti-heroine worries no end that her neighbors will see a gentleman caller come at night and leave the next morning, you might shrug your shoulders at all the fuss. If this love story of a depressed widow with misguided faith doesn't do much for you, and for me it doesn't, then it's best to hope at least for an outstanding production. That's mostly what you get in the Roundabout Theater Company's revival of The Rose Tattoo, directed by Trip Cullman. He squeezes every bit of humanity out of the play, but the second half lapses awkwardly into clowning. The superb Marisa Tomei gives a florid portrayal of the Italian woman in question, and a convincing Broadway newcomer named Eamon Elliott is the man who flirts his way into her life.
The night is warm, but I feel like my hands are freezing.
Bad circulation?
No, too much circulation.
Lucy McKinnon's projection design shoots images of constant ocean waves at a Gulf Coast shoreline decorated with dozens of pink flamingos as part of Mark Wendland's abstract set. The Roundabout Theater production is at the American Airlines Theater. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway minute.